This is Pastor Ock. How y'all doing today?
Doing good. We doing good.
I'm doing pretty good. How we doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Here's the mic to Brody.
I'm doing pretty good. This mic is...
That's the mic.
That's the mic that goes... So I'm going to have to bring it like out like that.
Yeah, you good. You good.
You good. Can you turn up the mic a little bit?
Can I turn up the mic?
I guess three.
Mic three.
Right. That's better. That's better. That's good.
Okay.
Can you also turn up mine a little bit too, sir, please?
I got you.
All right, now we're good. Are we recording today? It'll be a first.
I think so, yeah.
I think
we are recording today.
We are. I made sure we are.
Today is a beautiful day.
Today is a beautiful day. And today we have a special treat for y'all. Where all four of us are going to go through our rankings of the Eastern and Western Conference and who is going to be in what spot, 1 through 15.
So are we going top to bottom or bottom to top?
We can go top to bottom.
Top to bottom? Which conference?
Let's do the Western Conference because that's more stacked right now.
Western Conference?
It's easier to decide for Western, honestly.
Number one, I might have to go with the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets.
Again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
100%.
Why?
They can be number one, but they can be beatable still.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I like that.
Number two?
Number two? Man, this is a tough pick. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of good teams in the West, but a number two seed that, like, has actual good contention right behind the Nuggets is... Probably it's the Western Conference.
I'm thinking of a team that starts with S.
What team? The Suns?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm about to go with Lakers on this one.
At two?
Yeah.
I'm
about to go with Lakers.
The Los Angeles Lakers at two.
I'm about to go with Lakers.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, what's wrong with them? Like, the Lakers team is stacked right now.
It took you 2 minutes to make me mad. Just 2 minutes. Good job, Elijah.
How?
Good job.
Who you put at number two?
Number two? Give me the Kings.
Kings? Top five. Not top three, though.
Bro, come on, man. All
right, number three for you.
Number three for me is definitely going to have to be the... it's going to have to go to the Suns.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I agree with that.
It's going to have to go to the Suns.
Yeah.
I mean, regardless, so they do have a stacked team. Devin Booker, Kevin Durant.
Even when Kevin
Bradley
Durant's
Beal
on the floor,
and DeAndre Ayton. Like,
even Kevin Durant's on the floor because he's injury prone, you have Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. So I could see them doing
it's
really
just,
well.
It's just a very good team offensively. You know what I'm saying?
Defensively is liability. I could see them.
Number four, let me go with my trusting source, handy Warriors. You can go with either one on this one, Warriors or Clippers.
Oh, my gosh, bro. Where's the Grizzlies? Where's the Grizzlies?
Bro, the Grizzlies is one of the most overrated teams. Like, even if they get a high seed.
John Moran's not even
Are they even going to get past years. The first round?
It don't matter, bro. That's not the topic. The topic is ranking the teams preseason.
And I'm ranking the teams. And personally, the Grizzlies are overrated. So they're going to be put... kind of low, in my opinion.
What?
Who I said number four, Warriors?
Four, Warriors.
Yeah.
Number five, you can go either Sacramento or L.A. Clippers. You know, it can go either or. I put this right here, but, you know, I do believe the Memphis Grizzlies not going to play in the play-in. So, I said number five, Kings.
Yeah.
Six.
Number six is going to have to be the Grizzlies.
Wow.
Seven is
the Clippers.
Eight.
OKC.
Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I see that.
Okay. Or?
OKC.
The Timberwolves?
Nine.
No. Nine is Timberwolves.
This is rounding out this play-in, so 10.
No, this is play-in. So last one for the play-in, 10. It can possibly go to the Pelicans.
If Zion plays.
If they stay healthy. It can possibly have a healthy Zion.
Even
it
if
can
Zion,
possibly
it,
go to
but
the
I don't
Pelicans.
Think Zion will be played, so I think it's the right place to put him. If Zion plays, you know, they'd be top
I was going
to
say the Spurs, but I
Spurs
I
put, are just... I think
I forgot
are
the... but dang, but hold up now. We still got the Dallas Mavericks. I'm at the...
I don't know, bro. I think
let me
I,
let
I
me let me
re,
let me remove it. Let me rethink this. So, who would I put LA Clippers at? Six?
Seven.
I'm going to put... Nah, because LA is better. I'm going to put LA at 7th. Who I said 8th?
Said
OKC.
I think you should put.
I'm gonna put Dallas at 8th, or it can be OKC.
OKC at nine. I think you get rid of the T Wolves on that one, but you can never count out Anthony Edwards. Put him at 10.
Clippers at 10?
No, put the T Wolves at 10.
I guess you can put the T Wolves at 10. Yeah. And then I mean, the West is pretty stacked right now.
Yeah.
So the conference can go either or.
No, bro. That's terrible.
It's not.
You have no basketball knowledge, bro.
Me?
You have no whatever basketball knowledge.
Tell me why it's terrible so I can conflict your.
Why are you putting the Grizzlies at 7?
Let me ask you something. So the Grizzlies was the second seed.
Correct.
When the Warriors won the finals, right?
That was last year. Last year.
Okay. Last year, quick question. They were second seed last year, and they were second seed the year before that. So let me ask you something. So the first year they were second seed, how many games did they go against with the Wolves?
The Wolves, like 7?
They went 6 games with the Wolves. There should be no reason why you won 6 games with the Wolves.
T-Wolves. Yeah. No reason. They should have had 5 games and gone. At least.
Do you understand these are professional athletes? It don't matter how you beat them, long you get the dub.
Professional athletes, and there's professional athletes that sink at the bottom of the rankings. Like the Detroit Pistons and the Houston Rockets and the San Antonio Spurs.
Mm-hmm. Bro. Yeah, I think that's the right placing, especially with Ja Morant.
The team is way much better. And
they're going to lose.
They lost
the
6. And then they continuously lost the 6 to the Warriors.
Yeah.
The Warriors are a good team.
No, they didn't lose to the Warriors. They lost to the Lakers.
Now, the Warriors was a good team. No, I'm talking about the 2022 season, not the
2023.
The Warriors was a good team.
So what's your argument then?
The argument is that they're not going to get as far.
That don't matter.
They're a second-seed team, and they don't get as far. And now that the West is even better and more stacked, I don't even know if they're going to be a top-5 team this year.
Okay. Well, let me tell you.
And then the year after, second seed, and they lose the 5 against the Lakers first round, who everybody had doubt on, who everybody said, oh, this team ain't good. This team is not doing nothing.
They didn't add but one player to that roster.
Okay.
It was a DPOY, but it still was a DPOY that didn't win DPOY.
So
that wasn't a good DPOY.
Let me ask you something. You think the Memphis Grizzlies is a top three team in the West?
Yes.
Do you think the Memphis Grizzlies is beating the Nuggets in a 7-game series?
No.
Beating the Suns in the 7-game series.
You think they're beating the Lakers in the 7-game series?
They just lost to them in the 7-game series.
But
Do you think the Grizzlies are going to beat the Warriors in a 7-game series?
That's 4.
No.
And then 5. Who'd you put at 5?
At 5, I put the Kings. And personally, the Kings are way better than the Grizzlies.
What basketball are you watching?
I see 7-game series can go either way.
Because the Kings won 7 with the Warriors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Warriors wasn't even that good. They won 7.
But with the Warriors, though, that's when Curry actually locked in.
They wasn't that good that year. They wasn't that
good.
Curry
dropped 15 games, 7.
They was the 6th seed.
Yeah.
Stephen Curry had.
They lost almost 40 games that year.
Okay.
That was one of their worst seasons
in
Warriors basketball since the Warriors' big era. One of their worst seasons.
Yeah. Actually, 2021.
But they still won, though.
They still won, but they went to 7 games. Which is better? Losing in 7 games or losing in 5 games?
7.
So, here's another thing. You the second seed. You the one team that's supposed to be going to the finals or the conference finals. How do you get out the first round? Your whole team is healthy. How do you get out the first round?
Wait, what's your question? I'm genuinely, what's your question?
So, I'm saying this. Why do you think the Grizzlies is better?
Better than who?
Why do you think the Grizzlies is a top 3 team?
Bro. Top 3 team.
Okay, first of all, they got future MVP Ja Morant, okay?
MVP, that's crazy.
Oh my gosh, Brody, like
what? I'm going to be real with you right here. Ja Morant can never win an MVP, and there's a reason why. Defensive lack ability.
Mm-hmm. If he gets better at shooting, then maybe. But he's not a great shooter right now.
Ja can average 27, 8, and like 4 or 5.
Defense lack ability.
And it's been real because, let me tell you something. Joel Embiid won MVP, but you want to know what else? He was counting? He was counting for Defensive Player of the Year. He was top in defensive player of the year.
He also is a big man. That's also is his job to play defense, too.
But you know who else was the MVP? And you want to know why?
Jokic.
Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum was not an MVP. What are you watching?
He wasn't an MVP, but he was an MVP caliber. You want to know why? Because he averaged 32. He averaged over 8 rebounds. And he averaged over 5 assists. With averaging over the block and the steal.
Two different positions.
Sir, that's what I'm saying. But you saying MVP is most valuable player of the league.
I don't think Ja could ever be an MVP.
You got to understand, no matter what the position you play.
But just because like the league has so much talent in it now, like Luka's going to have MVPs for years. There's so many players that are just going to dominate the MVP races, I feel like. Just statistic leaders.
So you're saying Ja Morant could never get an MVP?
No.
I'm not saying never. I could see a possibility maybe if like he switched teams or something or like got a better system.
That's why I said future.
But
I didn't say when. I just said future.
That'd be very far off in the future.
There's so many players that just way better that's going to get an MVP. And still, there's MVP dominance like Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic who's still going to be in the league for like 5, 6 more years, 7.
Yeah, Giannis still has that.
And too. Giannis is still in the league, so he's definitely going in to get that MVP.
I mean, Giannis is stretch. I mean, y'all saw Giannis. He's locked in this season. He wants another chip. He wants another MVP.
But can Milwaukee get another chip?
Can who?
Can Milwaukee get another chip?
Yeah.
Milwaukee can get another chip.
No.
Milwaukee can get another chip.
They could have got another chip this year if Giannis didn't get hurt that first round.
Now, it was kind of Milwaukee's fault. Even though Giannis got hurt, they're still a great defensive team. And they let that fold up when Giannis got hurt. They couldn't, they let that fold up. Jrue Holiday showed out, he's an inconsistent shooter. Jrue Holiday showed out. Chris Middleton showed out. He's buns. Actually garbage water. And I've been saying this for a while now. But... they just need to step up. Everybody got to step up.
They signed DiVincenzo in the offseason?
No.
Who signed DiVincenzo? I know that he's not Warriors. The Warriors. He's not on the Warriors anymore.
I don't know that. I forgot.
DiVincenzo.
I think he got signed to Milwaukee, right?
No. He came from Milwaukee.
Who did he get signed by?
I think he did get signed. To the Knicks.
Yeah. That's right. I remember that.
Okay, but go back on topic, though.
Okay. Do you want to go?
Yeah. Ready?
Wait, did you round out your bottom five?
My bottom five? I'm going to put the Spurs, right at 11th.
Mm-hmm. I think you have the Rockets.
The Rockets.
Rockets just got Ime Udoka.
Listen, man, it's going to probably take 1 year for them to be better.
I'm trying to think of the rest.
Who else?
We already have Pels in there.
Western.
Who else is in Western?
Hold on.
Yeah, that we're not saying.
Hold on.
Bat Mavs. He didn't place the Mavs yet.
Well, it's already too late. He had an opportunity to place the Mavs. And he put them at?
Probably 12.
10? 11?
Who?
You.
Put who?
The Mavs.
The Mavs? I put the Mavs at 9.
Oh, okay.
You're not watching no basketball.
Dude, they have no defense.
You're not watching basketball.
They don't have a center. They don't have no defense. I'm going to be real with you.
Dwight Powell is your starting center.
Listen, you can't win basketball games if you have Dwight Powell as your starting center.
JaVale McGee.
There ain't no we.
JaVale
McGee? You don't play JaVale McGee. You don't play him.
That's not my problem. I'm not the coach.
You don't play him.
Obviously they see something in Dwight Powell that they don't see in
I don't know. How can JaVale you see McGee? Something in a big man who averaged 4 rebounds?
I don't know.
Like, what? I don't know how you see some in a big man that averaged 4 rebounds. You're 7 foot and you average 4 rebounds.
Jazz.
Oh.
Portland.
Oh.
Those are the last two.
Jazz and Portland. Listen, is it one of those are going to, they're all going to sink to the bottom. I mean, shout out to Dame. I mean, if they pull out the miracle, they might pull out the miracle and become the, in the play-in. But it's, I don't know.
Who knows?
For my Eastern Conference Finals, number one.
Eastern Conference?
Number one. I got the Celtics.
Yes, sir. He's still doing. He's got to do his Western first.
You go ahead.
No. I'll go after you.
The Celtics? Number one, Celtics. Number two, Bucks. If James started playing. If. Number three, Sixers.
Okay.
Number four, I'm going to have to go with either Cavs. I mean, I feel like they're going to step up this year.
No, don't, bro.
Tell me why.
The Cavs, man?
Tell me why.
They lost to the Knicks the first round, right?
The Knicks was the better team.
Obviously. So why are they so high then?
Why are they so high? Because they just got a draft steal, and they've been going crazy during the offseason. And the Knicks really haven't been added much. And I promise you, the Knicks is probably going to sunk this season only because of Julius Randle. Literally only because of Julius Randle. They're probably still going to be the fourth and fifth seed. The Bucks, I said number two.
Number two, okay. I was just making sure. And three was
Philly. Just personally, I feel like the Cavs definitely going to step up this year. I mean, especially if they're going to bring in Sharique Cooper for backup point guard now.
Do you think...
it's the same spot they were in last year.
Yep.
They finished fourth.
The Cavs were such a good team. Like, I saw so much potential in them. I didn't really see, like, a lot of performance in the playoffs. I mean...
It was bad. It was bad shooting in the playoffs.
Yeah. It was their first year, first chance to perform. But, like, I can't wait to see what they do next year.
Do you think Imani Bates is going to make a difference on the Cavs roster?
Definitely.
Definitely.
Definitely. Yeah, that's a draft. That's the steal of the draft.
Okay.
Out of all of the picks.
Why is that the first thing we can actually all agree on?
Out of all of the picks, Imani Bates is literally, like, a top in the draft. Literally.
Call me crazy, though. The Mavericks could have drafted him. Kyrie, Luka, Imani.
It's too many guards.
Well, Imani Bates is not really a guard.
No? Is he a forward?
He's a four. He's 6'9".
Oh, I know.
6'10", somewhere in that height. KD height.
So, next year, five.
Five, I got the Knicks. At six, I got the Heat.
It's the Heat. Okay.
At seven, I got the Knicks. I mean, not the Knicks, the Nets.
Ooh, the Nets might do something this year.
At eight, I got the Hawks. At nine, I got the... Actually, let me slip. Who I say six?
You said six was the Nets.
No, I said six was the Heat.
The Heat.
I'm going to switch that out. Six is the Pacers. Six is the Pacers.
Seven is the Heat.
I'm going to put some respect on the Pacers because the organization finally listened and they actually started bringing in some players.
Okay.
They finally started doing something to bring in their team.
Walker... They had a great offseason.
Obi top might bring some ticket sales in with all them dunks.
Number seven, I'm gonna go with the Heat. Number eight, I'm gonna go with the Nets. Number nine, I'm gonna go with I wanna go with Toronto, but
they got nobody. They got Scottie Barnes.
That's looking bad.
I mean Pascal Siakam, he's still there.
Number nine, I'm gonna have to go with the Hawks. Yeah. Number 10, I'm gonna have to go with the Wizards. Mm-hmm.
With Kuzma
and Jordan Poole.
Poole does not want to be there.
It's not about what you want to be. Yeah. It's how you go. Listen, even though he don't want to be there, he's still getting paid.
That is true.
So you're at 11.
11?
I would put... I know what I'm going to put at 11.
Where's the Bulls at?
11.
11?
Okay. Yeah. That's
11.
That's where I would
do. Number... I'm about to go with Wizards at 12. I mean, not Wizards. Orlando.
Okay. Yeah. Where's Orlando. Charlotte?
Charlotte at 13.
Then and Detroit at 14.
And Toronto at the bottom.
Whoa. You understand, Toronto was at 500. They were 500 last year.
Yeah, they were at 10. And they lost Fred VanVleet. And they didn't sign anybody.
They lost their point guard. They lost their head coach.
They didn't have a very good draft.
Scotty Barnes is overrated, in my opinion.
Oh, God.
Scotty Barnes.
And they really... And they have OG and Anobi. And personally, I think they just need to restart.
Mm-hmm.
That's just personally.
They need to get... I heard talks of JJ Redick going to coach them.
It's about time for rebuild mode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For them. It's about time.
Mm-hmm.
And... It's just about that time to just start drafting and picking up young players.
Right. All right. Your rankings.
Okay. Give me the Nuggets, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Sac, number two.
That's a bit high, but...
They finished third last year.
They finished third last year, mm-hmm. but... Well, all these other teams in the Western Conference building up and stacking up, especially with young players and more better players than Sacramento... Like, don't get me wrong, Sacramento is good, and they got Keegan Murray. Boy, that man's a bucket, young bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Young bucket.
Kevin Herter.
He's inconsistent for me.
Yeah, Malik Monk, he can bring some energy to the team.
Malik Monk is nice, but he's...
Davion Mitchell is...
D-Fox.
I could see them being two. That's my guy. In a perfect world, I could see them being two.
Yeah, but that's they got to perform better than everybody else. Yeah. That's the thing.
And Sabonis?
Yeah, mid, I see them.
I
can see them.
Mid, but okay.
Three. Give me Ja Morant and the Grizzlies.
Okay.
Let me tell you why. The 25 games might set them back a little bit. But then
it's gonna send them back a lot.
It's gonna send them back a lot. They can't come back to number three after that. They can't come back to number three after that. They can't. They're gonna be too many games behind. Too many.
Okay. Unless Marcus Smart goes off for some reason.
That is true. They did pick up Marcus Smart and they did lose Dylan Brooks.
Yeah.
So they still got a defensive player.
They do.
You picked up a defensive player of the year?
And they still got the defensive player of the year.
Mm-hmm. They have two.
So really. Hey,
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. I could see them doing that. In a perfect world, I could see them doing that.
All right, four. Give me KD.
And the Suns.
And the Suns.
Five.
Lakers. Lakers show.
Ah, that makes sense. I can see that.
Six. Warriors. Mm-hmm. Seven. Give me the Jazz.
Ah, yeah.
Bro, what?
Ooh, that's actually way smart.
That's way too high for him.
Laurie Markkinen was an all-star last year.
Laurie Markkinen is an all-star, but here's the thing. The team is...
Jordan Clarkson's on that team.
Jordan Clarkson is
Walker
good.
Walker Kessler.
Jordan Clarkson is good, but Jordan Clarkson is inconsistent. That's the one people don't see. He puts up a lot of shots, and he missed a lot of shots.
And they also got Alabama. Colin Sexton, hello?
Yeah, that's if he stays healthy.
Good.
He was hurt last year, wasn't he?
No. He was pretty healthy last year.
Yeah.
They kind of just pulled everybody because they wanted to tank.
Yeah, they got the team. Don't get me wrong. They got the players. It's just, are they really better than the Clippers?
Are we talking about the injury-prone Paul George and injury-prone?
Injury-prone or not, they were still number four seed. They were still a number five seed.
Yeah. True.
Injury prone. They were still a number five seed.
Mm-hmm. I can see your argument there.
What number am I at right now? Seven or eight?
Seven.
Give me the Clips.
Clips is seven.
Eight. Mavs.
Mavs, eight.
Nine. Give me Portland.
Okay.
Ten.
You haven't even said Dallas yet, so this better be Dallas.
Yeah, he said Dallas was nine.
Eight.
This is nine.
Then I had who did I say number nine? Portland.
Portland
at number nine. Give me ten. Give me the Thunder of OKC.
Thunder. Okay,
that's way too low for the Thunder.
Yeah, I think so, but we'll see.
Then for Eastern Conference,
you put the Jazz over the Thunders is crazy to me.
Eastern Conference.
Are you watching the same NBA?
I'm watching the same NBA that I watch. In the same NBA I watched last season, that the Thunder was way better than the Jazz, and they both still had the same team. Literally, they both still had the same team. No injury prone.
Did the Thunder make the playoff?
They made the play-in.
Yeah, they did make the playoff.
Okay.
Midnight. They was about to make the playoffs because they won their first play-in game. They was this close,
but they lost to the T-Wolves.
Yup.
So, what does that mean?
And your team didn't make the playoffs?
He had them at eight.
But I'm talking about last season.
Oh.
They didn't make the playoffs?
Oh, yeah. The Mavs didn't make the playoffs.
All right. Okay. Okay.
And we got the same team?
Yeah, it's basically the same.
You didn't even make the play-in.
It's basically the same team.
You didn't even make the play-in, bro. Mm-hmm.
Kyrie still did his thing. Lucas still did his thing.
Say Gilgeous Alexander did his thing. Dropping 30 on everybody.
They both made the All-Star game. So I don't see a problem.
Kyrie did not make an All-Star game.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Because I remember him having a lob to Jaw.
Hey, my boy Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was first All-NBA team. Ain't nobody doing it like him. Youngest to ever do it. Ain't nobody doing it like him. Youngest to ever do it.
All right. You're Eastern.
The East.
I feel like I'm finna hear some
It's a crazy whack thing.
Stuff. Yeah, I am too. I'm about to hear. I'm just going to move on. I'm not even going to. I know what comes out of his mouth. He doesn't actually mean. He's just trying to be goofy.
Milwaukee.
Number one. Okay.
Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland.
Okay.
Didn't you just get mad at me for having Cleveland at number four and he said that was too high?
Hey, I do what I want.
Like, what? Like,
I do what I want.
That's so, I do what I that's want. So bipolar.
I do what I want.
That is so bipolar. And then he ranked them higher.
All right.
All right.
Whatever. Give number me the, four.
Give me the 76ers.
Number four, K.
Five. Brooklyn.
Brooklyn at five?
That's kind of crazy.
Are we talking about if Brooklyn gets Dame? Oh, no. Or just Brooklyn right now?
That's kind of
Brooklyn Nets.
That's kind of crazy because personally, after Kevin Durant and Kyrie left, they had a negative record. So
they finished sixth last year.
They had a negative record.
Yeah, they finished sixth last year.
They barely made it
out
in the
season under 500.
Listen.
After Kyrie and KD
listen,
left.
if the what's the call?
They finished over 500. What are you talking about?
They finished over 500,
but after like All-Star break, terrible. They was like 11-20.
Yeah, they were not good after All-Star break.
Six. Even Miami.
Miami? Okay. Seven.
You just said Brooklyn at six.
No, he said Brooklyn at five.
No, he said Brooklyn at six. He said New York at five.
You said New York at five? He hadn't said New York yet.
I had never said New York.
Okay.
Brooklyn at five. Six was...
Give me New York now. New York.
Seven.
New York seven. That's
different. Pacers eight.
Okay.
Chicago nine.
Yeah.
I don't see him making the playoffs this year.
I don't know. We'll have to see how DeMar DeRozan feels. If his age catches up to him, then we'll see.
Who's left? Oh.
Toronto.
Nah, I'm not going to Toronto finishing like 13th, maybe. If
Wizards.
The Wizards, 11th. Oh, give me Charlotte.
Charlotte at 10?
At 10.
Okay.
Brandon. No, Elijah. Don't do that, dude. Don't do that.
He's done with the episode.
Don't do that, Elijah. You know you want to do it, too. Don't do that.
I don't want to do it because they're bad.
Don't.
They're not that good.
Oh, whatever. Now they're bad.
Whatever.
LaMelo Ball.
Injury prone, still.
Not to this really. Day. He was just hurt for one season.
I'm talking about the guy that raised him, made him injury prone. Just like the guy that... LaVar?
Man, LaVar is so gone now.
Bro, he made them play on concrete and made them play the baller brand.
You can't worry about the father about this point. What happens is what happens.
Yeah.
What happens is what happens. Injuries or not.
Okay.
They also got Miles Bridges. Hello?
He did come back.
Shout out Miles Bridges. 27 days.
27 nights.
11 Ks. Did he with a knife?
I don't think you can say it on radio, sir.
Yes, I can.
Yeah, you can. It's fine.
Cool. That's really it. Oh, do they got Mason Plumlee?
I thought Mason Plumlee was on...
He's on Charlotte.
He's on Charlotte.
And they got Gordon Hayward, man.
10 is respect. Bruh. I respect 10.
Injury definitely.
I respect
injury 10. Prone indefinitely. Injury prone every season, bro. I don't know why they paid this man about $80 million just for him to stay hurt for like his whole contract. Come on.
You are a hater just like Gary hates on Justin Fields. Yeah,
come on.
Oh
man.
My gosh.
I love Justin Fields.
Oh, you missed it. Gary was hating on Justin Fields.
Justin Fields.
Okay. 11.
Who did I see? I
think you said Wizards.
Yeah, Wizards. Then I had
I can't believe you
Toronto.
Put the Hornets over the Wizards.
Toronto's 12, Orlando 13.
Yeah, give me the Pistons. Oh, but they got my boy.
Jaden Ivey.
I don't like him.
Kay Cunningham.
I don't like him. Asar Thompson.
Oh. Yeah, he's good. Yeah, you looking good. Up yours?
Yeah, he's good. Yours?
I was thinking just listen more. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I have no basketball knowledge.
Bro, okay. How?
Okay, you're done.
Oh, how? Rock. Now I'm
how?
Done.
You'll finish this out.
How
now, do you want me to go?
How you say we have no basketball knowledge? And you're the man who was just complaining about the Cavs being at number four and then put them up to number three. And and then continuously put the Nets at number five.
Cause the,
like they actually finna do something this season.
If Cam they're Johnson. Actually
right, if they what? Play Cam Thomas. Right. If they play Cam Thomas, because personally, mm-hmm. that man is a shot forcer. Like, bro, he's yeah. talking about getting buckets. Bro, you honestly force
hey,
shots.
Hey, two words. Yeah. Mikal Bridges.
Mikal Bridges is good, but they,
Mikal
they
Bridges.
Need one guy. More, you they need more than Mikal. Nick they need a Claxton. Point guard.
Need two people to they be need a point guard. Contender.
Spencer, they, that looks like somebody Uncle Dinwiddie, bro.
Bro, he's, oh my God. Out of all
stop.
The
y'all
bro,
need to stop,
out
bro.
Of all the point guards in the league, I will rather take Derrick Rose as my starting point
stop,
guard
stop right
than
there.
Spencer Dinwiddie. And that's just real, bro. Spencer Dinwiddie is one of the most inconsistent point guard, turnover-prone point guards
Westbrook.
In the league. He literally cost them. I didn't say he was the number one. I say he was one of the.
Know what? Can you guard him?
What?
Stop instigating, bro. You're what? Instigating so bad.
Can you guard him?
What?
You're instigating bro. So bad.
Bro, you...
Put you in an NBA jersey,
bro,
with some shoes
bro,
on.
Bro.
Can you guard him?
Why are you?
Can you guard
bro,
him? Ask the question. Can you
guard?
Can you guard him? Rock? No,
bro.
No, no.
Hold on.
No.
Me personally, I'm locking up.
I'm gonna get it. Hold on, because I'm gonna get him with this. How you gonna tell me a 6'1" man to lock down a 6'6" point guard? I want you to be real with you. You haven't even hit that height of 6 foot yet. Can you guard him? Can you guard Kyrie Irving? Can you guard LeBron? Personally, I couldn't even stop Nikola Jokic. All bro got to do is just push me off with his finger. That's literally, he's 700, he's 6'7", foot, almost 300
pounds. 700
pounds.
So now you're body shaming, huh? So now you're
oh
body shaming?
God. No, we're not doing this. Okay, we're moving on to Brody's list.
Yeah, come on, Brody.
It's my list.
Come on.
All right. We're doing the Western
this
first?
This man asked me if I can guard Spencer Dinwiddie. He's Western a professional first? Basketball yeah. player. Yeah.
So, I have, number one, I have Denver. Number
okay.
two, I have the Suns. Number three, I have... I'm trying to think. I'm looking at it, and I'm seeing the Suns at three. Number four, I have the Kings. Number five, I have, number five, I do have the Warriors actually figuring out how to play with Chris Paul, so I have them at five.
I hope they don't start him. Please do not start him.
They won't. No, I think he's going to come off the bench. I think he's going to lead that secondary group, and it's going to be great. Number six, I have... The Lakers.
Stop right there. Where's the Grizzlies?
Grizzlies are seven because of the 25-game ban.
I tell
suspension.
You, bro, Grizzlies are overrated.
Oh, now they're overrated. Okay.
They're very overrated.
Okay. I think the 25-game streak game suspension does really hurt them a lot. Number eight, I have the Clippers because they're injury-prone, and I don't think they're going to be able to carry that load like they did last year. Number nine, I have OKC. Number 10, I have Dallas.
Why are you short-ending the Mavericks, bro?
I'm not. You put them at nine. I put them at 10. That's
I
pretty
put them
even.
At eight.
That's I put them not, at nine.
I put them at eight.
You put them at nine.
I put them at eight.
You put them at,
no,
eight. You put them at nine.
You put them at eight.
I put them at eight.
You put them at nine. You put the Utah Jazz over them. No,
I
you
put them at eight.
You put them at nine.
Okay, whatever.
You're done.
Number, and then that's 10. I want to put Portland 10. Because I think Scoot will be good. Number 11, I have Pelicans. Number 12, I have Utah. I think 13, I have Houston. 14, I have... I'm missing somebody.
The Spurs.
Spurs. No, I know. I'm missing somebody. I don't remember.
T-Wolves.
Yeah, I don't think T-Wolves would be very good. I think they need to trade Anthony Edwards.
Good thing you didn't say the Spurs.
Spurs, right? Yeah, Spurs won't be last.
Imagine Wembanyama just coming in the league and start dominating and
okay.
going to the NBA Finals in his first year and
okay,
then wins MVP.
With Kareem.
And just does it all like
this
getting,
isn't 2K
averaging,
on rookie mode. This is IRL.
40, imagine if he starts averaging 40 points a game. Just
stop,
imagine.
Elijah, although I love you, stop.
Just
stop,
imagine.
Stop,
all right, whatever. One, I have on the Eastern Conference. One, I have the Boston Celtics. Two, I have Milwaukee. Three, I have the Cavs. Four, I have Philly. Five, I have five. I'm gonna have to put
guys, like
New York six. I'm gonna have to put. Yeah, six. I'm gonna have to put the six. I'm gonna have to put the Hawks. Seven. I'm gonna have to put the Heat. Eight. I'm gonna have to put Brooklyn. Nine. I'm gonna have to put. Nine. I'm gonna put Pacers. They're gonna make the play on this year. I don't think they'll make the playoffs. 10. I have. It's not Toronto. Toronto's not gonna do any good. I'm gonna put the Bulls at 10. 11. I'm gonna have Washington. No, I'm gonna have Orlando at 11. Washington at 12. Charlotte at 13. And then I think I'm missing somebody, but I think I'm gonna put Detroit at 14 and Charlotte at 15.
That's not bad. Not a bad list. I like that. Anybody notice like how Boston got like the best bench in the league?
Yeah, they have a crazy bench, and they signed Kristaps Porzingis. If he's healthy, then they'll be like number one. Crazy. He won't be though all year.
A
but
crazy
he
bench.
Could.
Like I'm if you start Kristaps Porzingis, you got Robert Williams coming off the bench.
And Al Horford. I think Al Horford comes off the bench now.
I'll put
Robert Williams out there. I mean, PF, I guess PF, you can because Kristaps Porzingis can shoot.
Yeah. PF. Yeah.
Okay, that's smart.
Okay, Trock, go real quick. I know we only have.
I'm not going to go because we ain't got the time. Just one last little thing. Who y'all got winning all this year?
Celtics. Oh.
Let's go Pacers! Woo!
What? No!
Let's go Pacers!
End the show. Thank you for watching.
Let's go Pacers! All right,
we're just going to call it.
Let's go Mavs.
Let's go Pacers.
Let's go Mavs. Kyrie for MVP.
Thank y'all for tuning in.
BD.
Everybody.
BD.
Tune in to the game on Friday at
7:30 at Ben Davis High School.
Oh,
yes.
Party.
You listen
right in, guys. It's going to be a great game. I think it'll be amazing. It's not going to be.
You can come here at Ben Davis High School. You can tune in here right here on Indy's Giants 90.9, your station for variety.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye.